Schumann finished Paradise on the Prairie on June 16, 1843. It was first performed under Schumann's own, oh, rather careless baton at Leipzig's Gewandhaus on December 4th, and then again a week later on the 11th. Simply put, Paradise on the Prairie was a hit, a popular and critical smash from the very beginning. It was one of Schumann's most popular works in his lifetime, and it brought him international success, with performances in Berlin, Hamburg, Utrecht, Amsterdam, Prague, Riga, Zurich, The Hague, and New York. 1844, decline. For all their ups and downs, the years from 1840 to 1843 were good ones for Schumann and his growing family. 1844, however, was another thing altogether. Oh, the year started off well enough with Robert and Clara traveling to Russia for an extensive concert tour. Yes, you heard me. A concert tour, an extended concert tour with Clara. Alarm bells are going off, I know. And despite the fact that a lot had changed in regards to Schumann's compositional career since the foreshortened tour of 1842, all would ultimately not be well during their four-month Russian visit. Predictably, Schumann didn't want to go, but this time Clara had an ally, Felix Mendelssohn, who managed to convince Schumann that such a trip would be like a second honeymoon for him and would provide him and Clara with untold inspiration. So, Robert and Clara departed for Russia on January 25th, 1844. Ah, Russia in wintertime. A real honeymoon, Mr. Mendelssohn, provided you're a walrus. Okay, despite the hardships, uncomfortable travel, filthy hotel rooms, the brutal cold of the Russian winter, oh, Clara wrote, it's as if your face were being cut in two by the tip of a knife. Despite the hardships, the trip was initially a success. Clara was a triumph wherever she went. Enthusiastic, sometimes worshipful audiences greeted her from Latvia to Estonia to St. Petersburg to Moscow. Among the many honors that were showered on her was an honorary membership in St. Petersburg's otherwise all-male Philharmonic Society, the first woman to be so honored. Financially, the concert tour was an unqualified success. The Schumanns realized a profit of over $3,000, a significant amount of cash in those days. And as for inspirational sights and experiences, well, there was no shortage of those, particularly early in the tour. As they traveled through Russia, Robert and Clara were awed and enchanted by what they saw. They fell in love with St. Petersburg, which Schumann called, quote, this most wondrous of the world's cities, unquote. Oh, of course, the glories of the Winter Palace notwithstanding, Schumann had never been to Paris or London or Rome, so his enthusiasm must be consumed with grains of salt. In Moscow, the Schumanns mused that they had themselves been transported into 1001 Arabian Nights. They fell in love with the Kremlin and the extraordinary views it offered, Robert wrote. Quote, it seemed as if we were in Constantinople, so completely and peculiarly oriental is this city with its many towers, unquote.